At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Kelly Murphy.
And Matt Murphy.
And Matt Murphy, also known as Mama and
Dad. The Rents.
The Rents. Yeah. Yes, we are filling in for our sweet Abby Murphy today, the owner of the That's Life Pod.
Mm-hmm. The That's Life Pod that is about the transitions of life through a Christian lens. And today, you'll get a little bit of our perspective on that. So stay with us. I hope, or we hope, that we can do some justice to this podcast that Abby has done, and she'll be able to be happy with our performance today or our content, and we're looking forward to it. So hopefully you are too.
Yes, and we start out with a life update, or she starts out with a life update, which we will.
Do you do the life update or prayer or which?
Prayer will come after the life update, okay. I think.
We'll fumble our way through this a little bit, so just hang with us and show us a little grace, right?
Yes, lots of grace.
All right, so life update.
From us or from Abby? We'll fill you in more on Abby when we start, but Abby is in Hawaii, mm-hmm. safe and sound, which, praise God, we're thankful for that. We are currently on vacation. We put Abby on a plane and got to celebrate a little bit of some, you know, things with our other daughter in Nashville before we left, and we are now here and trying to relax. That's our life update.
It's been busy, well, many weeks. We've had stuff on weekends, and I've been working. Kelly's been working with the girls and doing other things back in Bowling Green. So we said, let's run down to the beach and just have a long weekend and take a breath. So that's what we're doing.
No, we're going to have our Maymester.
Yeah, that's true.
So we've got Abby's Maymester and the Belmont students. A lot of them are off having
fun. But why can't our Maymester last all of May?
Ours
is only a few days.
It is. Well, yours is only a few days. Yeah, I might stretch mine just a little bit longer, but that's in thanks to you. So
I was thinking about the life update that Abby does. Always has these fun things from school and from her life and friends and all those things. And I think when you get to where we are, our life updates are about our girls, about our kids, and we wouldn't have it any other way. But I'm not sure if there's anything else. But we are getting lucky enough to get a little time away, and that's important. So we are doing that. We're a bit on remote and on location rather than back home as well doing this. So we'll be doing this for the next few weeks while Abby is doing her Maymester in Hawaii and having a great time. And, yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that as we go through. Here today, so just hang with us, and hopefully this will be enjoyable for we know that we're going to enjoy it, so hopefully you will too.
Yes, so we will open up in prayer and just get this thing started. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this day, and thank you for the opportunity to take over this podcast for this month for Abby. We just ask that you will guide us through and let our words be straight from you. Just speak through us and just help us to say what needs to be said for the listeners out there. We love you so much, and we thank you for everything you've given us and all the many blessings. Just bless this podcast. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So in keeping with the podcast, obviously, is looking at life's transitions through a Christian lens, which there's a lot that you can just continue to talk about for all of us, including everyone listening here and all that. And hopefully a lot of the episodes that Abby has talked about from her life and her life transitions have been some help to others. I know they're a help to her. We've seen that too. This podcast has been a real help to her and to me. I listen to every week, and I'm really proud of her. And so when Kelly and I thought about that is, well, what did we want to talk about? How did that, how does that, that theme mean, what does that theme mean for us? And so I guess just because it's somewhat recent is both of our daughters, we have two daughters, our oldest Morgan and then Abby, have just recently or over the last year, let's say, gone through some significant transitions in their lives. And even really in the last months, I mean, Abby just finished her freshman year and she's going on a new experience and away from home. And we'll talk a little bit about that. And our oldest daughter got engaged over Christmas, which was obviously a big
transition.
Big transition of life. And and she's already moved a couple of times within Nashville. We helped her move into a new place. So that transition is ongoing, and so we can talk about both of those things in terms of how we process that and how we we kind of went through those experiences.
Yes. Where do we start?
Well, maybe we start even
empty
back.
Empty nesters?
Yeah, that's been a big transition for us is now being.
So we have a year under our belt. Now, granted, I don't think we are ever going to be empty nesters because I don't personally think either one of us even want it to be that way. We are big family people and love everybody. Love it when all our little chickens are all under the, or in the nest, or in, under the same roof, or however you want to.
So I think that's one thing. I sort of kid with both girls, as you know, but just to tell the audience here, I sort of kid with both girls, but it is serious actually. Is that I've told them both. We are the type parents that we miss our girls, and if they wanted to graduate, college and wanted to move back home and live with us, that'd be fun. But I said that'd be fine and fun. I said, but you're gonna pay me some rent. You're gonna pay for food. You're gonna pay for things. You're gonna join a part of your life that you're gonna have to graduate to. So, but both girls are out and on their own, and the house is a little quieter. But what's odd is since then it hasn't felt like that, has it?
It hasn't felt like, I think when we thought empty nesting, which technically are, you know, Abby still comes home for summers. Ha ha, she's really not home. But I think when we anticipated what was coming, it was like, okay, nobody's there, nobody's anything. We're just, it's going to be, you know, everybody's like, what are you going to do with all your time? And how are you going to do all this? And I really actually think we've been busier now than we have, well, I shouldn't say ever because it's always busy, but we are very involved and we like to participate in all of their things. So, yeah,
I think there's been a lot more trips to Nashville. Both girls are in Nashville. Our oldest is a wedding planner at a wonderful venue there in Nashville. And then of course, Abby's at Belmont. So they're both an hour away. So we find ourselves back and forth from there a lot more, where prior to that, we didn't tend to leave Bowling Green a whole lot. We haven't, and our family wasn't running around a lot. So that's taken, some time, but we've really enjoyed it. The activities and the lives that both our daughters are living right now. But it does get noticeable even in the evenings, weeknight evenings. I come home from work, my travel with my job's a little less right now. So I'm at home more, and the evenings are a little different, but they've been good. But it seems like every weekend we're doing something.
Yeah, it's fabulous. But as far as like, I think how you get through that too, especially, with our faith, and it has helped me a lot. Obviously, when you're sending both of your children, to a different state, living their lives, you kind of prepare them the whole way as you're raising them for this. And then when they're there, you do have to let go some. But I will say this, it sure does help when I know that they both have relationships with Jesus and they are both active in their faith and they rely on Him. And I kind of have to wake up probably for this past year. I'm waking up every day and releasing my children every day to God and just saying, okay, Lord, I used to pray pretty hard on certain things. And when they had certain events or if I was concerned about certain things, I would pray, oh, do this, do that. And I'm sitting here thinking, oh my goodness, he has better plans. He has greater plans. He has purpose for them that I don't even know about. And so to me, every day it's helped me, I think, relax a little more with the separation and them being gone, to know that, okay, I'm releasing them to God every day and just saying, okay, God, you know what is best for them. Watch over them. You know, and one of my prayers for them, I'm always praying for him to keep them in his gate of safety and protection and keep his angels around them and evil away from them. That's very helpful to me as far as just talking about faith and, you know, because that does come into play in the empty nesting, at least to relieve some of my anxieties as a parent, and letting them, having to let them go. It gives me a little more trust and strength, and it actually is even helping grow my relationship with God and building trust. And but yeah, I'm really proud of them and their walks in that too. I don't know how you have coped with, if you have anything to share with that.
Yeah, I do. It's I think it's really interesting because we're all unique individuals, and so we always process things in unique ways. And so I saw all that happening our daughter's whole lives, and how you've been so connected with that faith side of things with both of them. I can't remember the name of my episode that I did with Abby. Was it hashtag That's Dad or something like that?
Yeah.
But I talked a little bit about, you know, in my adult life, I've spent a lot of years on my own journey trying to connect how faith's always been a part of my life. But it's gone in different phases through my whole life. And, in my adult life, and certainly being a dad, those were years where I was really kind of trying to figure it out for myself as well. I would clarify that your influence on both girls' journeys in faith has been much more influential. But getting to this point of transition for both of them, what I have realized has occurred to me is how supremely thankful I am for that, because they're both at stages. All you want as parents is, from my perspective, is number one, I want my daughters to be safe. I want my daughters to be happy. I want them to have a community around them that's supportive, and I want them to be strong individuals. And all of that I have seen is stronger, is better, is more impactful, is more connected when it sort of all connects back through our faith. And I now have a much deeper perspective on that since they're out of the house, they're on their own, and I feel somewhat comforted by the fact that they have that grounding, that they have that foundation, that mm-hmm. both of them do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's how I've kind of processed it, is I felt a little bit more like I was on that journey with the girls, and we're all on that journey to a certain extent, but I really was as we were growing up. And even Abby got a stronger connection to it, and Morgan to a certain extent. And then we've all arrived at a place where I think we all feel strong in that as a family. And that somewhat comforts me. Yeah.
You know what's really cool too is, I think just as a parent, you know, and we could have, I would definitely overdo the time on this podcast if I went from birth till now, because man, there's some cool transitions from just starting and having your children and raising them and all of this. But to watch, and every time there's a phase in their lives, I'm like, this is my favorite. I love this one. Well, this one, I love this place in life we are right now. It's so cool and awesome to see your kids grow into adults and to grow in their own, you know, their own beliefs and their own, you know, forever you're raised by your parents kind of saying, this is what we do. And this is, and they've come to, you know, they're owning their own thing now. And it's just awesome. It's, and we're learning from them. Like I learn from both of my girls now, which is really cool. They teach me things, even about faith. because nobody has all the answers to that. But I think in the last podcast we did with Abby before she left, she brought up at the end of it briefly how God, you know, if we love our children that much and they are so wonderful to us, think about how God feels about us. And that is so true all the time comparing. And we kind of said this on the last podcast, but I think about that, it's really cool to think, okay, God looks at us, we are his children, and he's watched us grow, and he's watching us grow in our faith, and he's watching us grow, and he loves for us to lean on him. He wants us to. And it's good when you compare it, like sometimes when you're praying and you're like, oh, I shouldn't pray for this. God doesn't need, this is silly. There are bigger things in this world, or there are things like that. And God's looking at you. I kind of put it on myself and think, okay, if my daughter came up to me and said, hey, can you do this, or can you help me with this, or whatever, nothing's too, I want to hear everything. I want every tiny thing. I want every big thing. They're all important to me. And I think about that as our Heavenly Father is up there saying, hey, give me the big and the small. I want it all because I want relationship with you. And he wants it, and he wants to give it to you, and he wants to help you, and he wants to love you, just like the parent-child relationship we have here on earth. So a lot of times that's helped me in understanding, just learning my relationship with him of that. I don't know how you feel about that either.
Yeah.
If you relate it like that.
I think that as a parent, you know, what I just strive for is to have our kids, our daughters, in a place that they're safe, they're loved, they're happy, that they're strong, that they're contributing to society, that they feel like that they have a role to love others. And in both of them, I see that strong in both of them. And you know, I've always attributed that a lot to your influence on both of them, and less about, you know, I went a lot of years where I worked a lot. I'm trying to be a little bit better about that now, but you know, I regret not having more time for them, and I think we all have some regrets over those certain things, but I try to get past that and just have the best relationships that I can where we are today. We are where we are and where we are in life, and with these transitions that are going to happen, and support them. But back to your point of having that grounded in a foundation of faith, and have that shared with my daughters, and the way I have come to believe that is a relationship. And I think God through Jesus has told us to, you know, love each other like you love me. And if you need an example, just remember how I loved you, you know, kind of just to simplify things like that. And then have that kind of love. Well, it's a bigger love from a God and Jesus, but the best love, most meaningful love that we know as humans, as human beings, is that love of a parent and their child, I believe. Mm-hmm. At least, you know, certainly in our case, and it's different than any love I have for anyone or anything else. It's just, I think anyone who might be a parent listening, or if you're a child, believe me, your parents just have a unique kind of love for you. And I think that's all God can look is to, for us to aspire and be inspired to love each other the same way.
And I think something important too, and I feel like Abby and I have touched on this at some point, you know, we only know family as I have experienced it with my family, and Matt has with his, and us together with our own. So we only know that version. That's the only meaning, personal experience-wise. But there are some of you out there that may not have that same family dynamic. You might not have, you know, you might be living with a single parent, or you might be living, I don't know, you could be living in foster care. It could be anything. But understand that there are, when we talk about parents' love and people, if you don't, you know, if you're sitting here and you're listening and you're like, wait, I don't have, you do have that. You have it right there with your Father in heaven. You have it at your access right there. And there are, I'm sure that he has placed people in your life, in your lives, to be that person for you. It might not be a biological mom or dad. It could be anybody. But I think the important thing to remember is that you have that access right there inside of you. Jesus, the Spirit, Holy Spirit is living inside of you. He is directly in contact with God and is in your favor for everything. So you have the access to a Father right there that you can trust, that loves you. And if you don't have that, if you don't feel that you have that direct support system immediately at your fingertips, you do have it there. And I would say lean on the people around you too that can support you and help you through those things to give you that family, because family looks a lot different, and definitions of family can look a lot differently than what ours
are. I think
are.
That's a great point. I mean, there is just the family dynamics are so varied. It's single parent homes, it's foster care, it's two parent, it's everything that exists. And it's hard, especially when you're young, but to know that you have this relationship, no matter what your dynamic is, of a grace and a love that we don't even really fully understand, but is unconditional and is always there. You know, sometimes in life's transitions, in life's challenges, that is hard to see, but it is there. And no matter what your dynamic is, there is that's a constant. That's a constant in life.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you so getting back to our transitions, mm-hmm. If you think about where our life stands, we're still in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And both girls are in Nashville, as we said earlier. We've got one who is, graduated college. She started life. She's now engaged. We think we're very excited to welcome this young man into our life. Been living on her own for a year. We've got one who's finished her freshman year in college and is off experiencing something new away from the house and from home and further away for mm-hmm. a longer time than she mm-hmm. ever has been her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of odd, but what's interesting, and maybe a little bit about what you and I were talking about earlier, I haven't been as anxiety filled as I thought I would be about all this. Mm-hmm. I do worry all the time. I'm an over-worrier. I just am that way. So when I think about the girls on their own, but I haven't been as anxious as I thought I would be.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that is God kind of poking me, saying, hey, it's going to be okay. The girls mm-hmm. are, because I know the girls are fantastic. I know they're wonderful.
It does help to have people. Amazing girls.
Yeah, they're amazing. They're grounded. They have a great foundation. They have wonderful people and friends around them. That all helps. But I thought I'd be more anxious than I am.
Yeah.
And I really haven't been.
Yeah. I think it does help just to lean on him and pray. And this is, I think this has been talked about before, so I apologize if it's a repeat. But, and this is might not tie in, but it just has come to me on the, I don't know, just leaning into, whether it's the Bible or prayer or whatever, in these transitions, in these hard moments, it's real easy to pick up the phone and call people and talk to people. If you are stressed, or you and I talk to people, but I really do think coming to God in prayer, opening your Bible, things like that. It's like when you buy a piece of furniture and it's, I always call the Bible our instruction manual. And I don't know, Matt, I guess we could say based on Abby's move into her dorm, I remember we had moved in. I'm going all over the place. It's a little, maybe y'all will feel like Abby's back or something. I don't know. She gets it naturally. We moved Abby into her dorm. And we came home to spend the night one night because it was kind of a two-day process. And this piece of furniture had come in to be delivered, and we kind of forgot it needed to be put together. And we were exhausted. We come in. And so my question is, to you people out there. Are you read the instructions people when putting together a piece of furniture, or are you the ones that throws it to the side and you sit there and you say, okay, let's figure this out? Well, Matt and I that night, first of all, we were like, oh, we're so exhausted. We come in and it's a really simple thing. It's one of those cubby things. For some reason, our brains were just not processing. I'm pretty sure we tried to have the paper there, but I think we also tried to do it ourselves without fully reading it. You know, it was one of those things that you look at the pieces and you're like, surely we can just...
I was just testing you.
No.
I knew how to do it the whole time.
No.
Yeah.
So we, the first one, I think we just were trying halfway to do. And then we got the instruction and we're like, okay. And we kind of started figuring it out. But I guess my point to this story is... this is why I always say, reading the Bible is our instruction manual. And if we put it over to the side and you just kind of leave it over there and you maybe just go, oh, I'm just going to look at a piece and whatever, you know, if you follow the instructions and you do everything in that instruction manual, when you put the piece of furniture together, it's going to be steady and, you know, probably be put together better and everything else and hold things better and just not be as shaken, I guess. And when I think about that, like with the Bible, if you read it, it's going to give you so much. It gives you all those instructions in life. Now, does it mean you're going to not have mess ups and bumps and all this? No, but you're the foundation, the strength, it's going to be better. It's going to just be better, a better path if you can follow that and put that in your life a little bit. I don't know. This is a little side note from everything, but it made me think about the move and us going through that. I just think that, and as for me, I would love to sit here and tell you that every day I'm sitting there reading my Bible, you know, diligently every day and just going at it. But I do have my days when my Bible's sitting there and it's like, hello. And sometimes, but it never fails when I'll talk to the girls too, and Morgan or Abby, and we'll say, we had our God time. We got up and we did our God time. We read the Bible. And it 9 times out of 10, they're like, oh my gosh, I feel so good. My day's just starting off right. It's just interesting. It's kind of like putting a little shelf together. It just starts off better. And so that's a little random, probably didn't fill in. It didn't, you know, we don't practice these things ahead. We don't write things down and take notes. We're just kind of going with it. But that came in my head for whatever reason. So maybe somebody out there needed it. But.
No, I think that's good. I what it kind of gets me thinking of is, and I said this on my episode that I was on with Abby, is I admittedly am not a great Bible reader. I don't, you know, it's not that, because I believe, yeah, I think there is, it is an instruction manual. It's that it's the word that helps to tell the story of the life of Jesus and among all kinds of other things. So there's no reason why I do or I don't, but I just never have. But what I have realized is that there are other ways, if we're just present and we're thinking about it, that we experience. We experience faith, we experience God, we experience life, and the Bible is absolutely one and should be in our lives. I thought about Abby sending us a video. She sent us a video of a hike she did on top of Diamond Head.
Mm-hmm.
And showed us images from up there. I actually FaceTimed me and showed me where she was. Just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And for me, I've been certain places, or anytime I'm at the ocean, that for me is, I just sort of feel God. I just feel in those moments in beauty. People feel that in nature.
Mm-hmm.
People feel that and see that in working with other people, in mm-hmm. a philanthropic way, or even just a day-to-day basis or
worship
what have
music.
You.
So, yeah. Different thing. Everybody experiences
going to
different.
Going to church, worship music, singing, music, you know, period. So there's so many ways that we encounter it. I think we just have to remember that it's all around us, and that grace is leading us to peace. And this life is hard. He told us it was going to be challenging. It was going to be hard. And so these transitions that we find with our kids, or even the transitions we're going through is not only just as parents, but as people and our marriage and our relationship, because those things change over time as well. You can't be together this long and not, you know, mm-hmm. have those things. And as not only kids, but life changes, You know, it has an impact on our relationship, and understanding that, being present and understanding that all of this is hard. There's challenges to overcome, but you know, God is telling us that you know, that those are a way to get to peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's somewhat comforting to me, even though I still struggle with just the anxieties of life. It is somewhat comforting when I think about that.
Yeah.
So what else? What else are you feeling? You got something else?
I have something else I'm feeling that I want to share.
Ahead.
Well, we kind of, I mean, I don't know how much, we could really elaborate on our kids so much and all this kind of mm-hmm. stuff, but this is something I read this morning, my devotional, that you were so eager to hear in the bed this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, Rick Warren, I get him sent to me every day. And I love him. He's a great guy. He, Saddleback Church, I think is his church, and I forgot where he lives. Sorry. But Abby, every time I'd get up in the morning and do my devotional time, I'd, you know, read that one, and I'd always say to her, time to read Little Rick, you know? So anyway, I read it this morning, and Matt was so excited. He was, he was really excited, because the funny thing was, it was talking about how to be enthusiastic your whole life, like how to be, and it made me actually think of Abby with enthusiasm, because it's like, wow, like excitement, enthusiasm, I mean, just go. And it's like, how do you live like that forever, like all the years and all the ups and downs and all the things? And it was really cool. I just learned something new that I think is worth sharing. It's just a little something neat. But the word enthusiastic, the Greek form of the word enthusiastic is N-E-N, theos, T-H-E-O-S. So enthusiastic, that Greek translation is N theos. And the what it means, N-E-N, is the word I-N. And theos is God, in God. So enthusiastic in Greek is in God. So it's so cool. It just made me think, like, because a lot of people will tell me, oh my gosh, Abby, and she's so enthusiastic, and she's always excited. She always like that. And you know, I always say, man, that's just Jesus living inside of her. And it really just, when I read that this morning, I just thought it was really cool. Just the in theos, in God. And when God is in you, and you are in Christ, and Christ is in you, and you're living that, and you kind of put the blinders on everything else in the world, and you just shut it down. All the, because if you let the world come around you and you listen to it all, you are not going to be enthusiastic. And I just thought it was really cool. If you can just listen to Jesus and keep your eye on him, you know, focus on the things unseen, not the things that are seen. Like, just focus on him, make him your focus, and just practice being in God and Christ in you. And I think we might find more enthusiasm and more excitement in all things, and even the little things, and even just the mundane things. You can get excited about going to clean the toilet. Wow, so exciting. But anyway, I just thought that was cool to share. So what do you think about that?
I think.
Are you more excited now than when I read it to you this morning?
I don't know what you're talking about. I got in late, and I was, I actually think that is neat. And I always say, or have heard other people say the same thing, it's not that I made it up or anything, but attitude is contagious.
Mm-hmm.
And I love people who are consistently upbeat, positive, and I love the word enthusiastic.
It is who you want to surround yourself, like you're magnetic.
Yeah.
It's like you want to be by them.
Well, and if you think about it, I think we all would admit, when you get around those type of individuals, they tend to, maybe not every time, but most of the times, they pick you up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Even if you're having a bad day or bad week or something's going on, they kind of pick you up a little bit. So attitude is contagious, and I did not know that. I learned something today, too. I did not know that about the definition, the Greek translation of the word.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think anybody, I love to be around people who are more enthusiastic and positive in that, because it always seems to pick me up a little bit. So I like that.
One thing to keep, as we talk about enthusiastic people, upbeat people, you know, all that kind of stuff, one thing to keep in mind, if you have a person like that in your life that you know like that, that's like that majority of the time, bear with them when they're having a down time, because it kind of gets a little pressure too as well, because
well, you notice it more,
yeah,
because it's so exactly. out of character for that person.
And it yeah. can be kind of hard. I've noticed it with Abby and even myself. It's kind of like, even my family says to me, they're like, what's wrong?
Oh, I get worried.
Like, what's wrong,
you,
Mom?
You guys are yeah down you're yeah. right you're
and
right.
so Abby and I similarly a little bit, I think, have this energy, and we're all whoo whoo, and the minute we aren't, it's like, what's wrong? And it's a little pressure. Abby and I have talked about it, because it's like, wait, can't we just, like, let us have our little moment? And it doesn't last very long, but we just kind of have to have it. But if we feel like, and if you feel like you're pulling everybody up with your enthusiasm, you're like, oh my gosh, I got to keep going. But you really got to take care of yourself too, and you mm-hmm. got to let yourself know. But in general, I guess we go back to the in theos and just say, in God, keep that. And I guess in those moments, you got him there, and it all work out. But I just a little reminder for those out there that have those people, don't always panic when they kind of calm down. Sometimes they got to.
And I think you just said something really important, is you've got to remember where you are personally. So if you mm-hmm. are one of those enthusiastic and you mm-hmm. people, and you feel you might arrive at a point where you feel like you have to be that way all the time, because people come to expect it and people rely on you to help bring them up, and it can wear on you a little bit, and mm-hmm. you feel like, oh, I always have to be on, I always have to be.
It can
this
be exhausting
way.
If you're not careful.
Yeah, just remember. Take a moment and just feel like you feel, and
tap into God for your refueling yeah. too, because sometimes you just need refueling. Sometimes you're not being fueled, and you don't need to expect those around you to refuel you, because you can just have Jesus refuel you, mm-hmm. and that's all you need. You know, that's another probably pod episode, is not expecting your spouse, your kids, your parents, your job, your whatever to refuel you. You really got to figure out how to refuel yourself without but that's a whole nother thing to dive into on another
so time, and speaking of that, and refueling or you know, what happens next is what are we going to do over these next few weeks? We're going to have to think about the content we're going to share, where it doesn't look like we're going to be in the same place next
week. We got to figure this out a little bit.
Yeah, so
we'll hey, if y'all have any ideas, you can go over to Abby's on the Instagram, That's Life Pod, and you can give some suggestions if you have anything you want to hear or see or talk
love
about.
Love that.
Just give us some ideas. I'd love it. We'd love a little, we're trying to figure some things out. But really, I guess we're getting kind of to the point of our time, which I know you can't believe when I actually say that. But just to let y'all know, we are trying to decide right now if we are going to go out on the water and kayak today, or we got to kind of keep up with these kids that are doing their Maymaster. If we're doing Maymaster, we have to do something besides just sit on the beach. So we may kayak, we may rent a little, what did they call it? A little two-seater.
A little small little boat.
They called it something. They actually, the woman said, it's like a golf cart on the water.
Go-kart.
I mean, sorry, so. Go-kart, yeah. Not golf cart.
Either one works.
Yeah, either one.
Yeah, it's just a little mini.
So,
kind of little
what should we do? What do you think we should do? Or should we?
I don't know, but we are. I think we are very thankful for one thing. We're thankful for good weather. We're thankful for just being able to be here in a new
yes,
day to help. Help, I guess, carry the podcast a little bit. Hopefully, you all will stick with us over these next few weeks as well. And Abby, I know you are listening. We love you, and
yes, we do.
Hopefully this has been not as good as your hosting of the podcast and everything, but
we hope we don't let you down,
good
baby.
Enough. But
and
but
we're
yeah,
praying for you.
I love the idea. If anybody has some things, hey, mm-hmm. we'd love to hear you talk about this. You know, send it our way.
Yeah, but, for sure.
What and else? Anything else today?
Anything?
No. Nah.
I guess this is the point where we come to, which we really didn't discuss how to close, but yeah, we didn't really say it. But I guess, as Abby says, Jesus loves you, we love you, and that's life.
And we'll
with the rents.
Yeah, and we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Y'all have a great day.